Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. This is Tuesday, 21st of March, and today we will be putting the spotlight on 1 year of US Fed rate hikes, what lies ahead, why mutual funds are picking stake in PVR, why Rail Vikas Nigam shares should be on your radar, why marquee investors like Sunil Singhania and Madhusudan Kela are increasing stake in a precision engineering company, and a short chat with Rohan Mehta of Turtle Wealth PMS on why he feels a multi-year bull run is set to begin soon. Let's get started. This week, last year, the US Federal Reserve began its rate hiking cycle to contain red-hot inflation. On its part, the Fed has hiked its benchmark fund rate 8 times over the last year to its current level of between 4.5% and 4.75%. This has helped inflation cool down in the US from the 40-year high levels. Now, Fed rates either directly or indirectly influence consumers' borrowing costs, including credit card, mortgage, and auto loan rates. This means cost of borrowing has gone up in an environment of high living expenses. But there's more work to be done. According to CME FedWatch, the central bank is likely to approve a 25 basis point increase in rates at the policy meeting to be held on 22nd of March. While there's a section that believes the Fed might take a pause due to the ongoing intense banking crisis, the consensus is still eyeing a 25 basis point hike. As Jerome Powell and his colleagues face one of the toughest calls in years, they will also be watching out for how markets are digesting the forced marriage between two Swiss banking giants, that's UBS and Credit Suisse. For now, investors seem happy with the news as the Dow Jones has rallied almost 400 points to start this trading week. Warburg Pincus, through its affiliate Berry Creek Investment, has sold its entire remaining stake of 2.5% in PVR. But this has been picked up by two domestic mutual funds, that's ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund and SBI Mutual Fund. In fact, these two funds are already heavily invested in the stock. As of February end, ICICI Prudential held 7.9% stake in PVR, while SBIMF held 9.7%. With almost 1,650 screens to its name, the combined entity of PVR Inox is now the fifth largest multiplex chain in the world. Commanding a 30% share in net box office collections, PVR Inox will have unmatched pricing power when it comes to ticketing as well as advertising. It is now a consumption story which is too big to ignore, believe analysts. The management has also guided for annual revenue and cost synergies of 225 crore rupees over the next 12 to 24 months. Most of this will come in the food and beverages segment, where the company is actually clocking higher annual sales than even Burger King India. On back of these positive triggers, analysts have a consensus target price of 2022 rupees on the stock, which indicates a 31% upside from the current level. Rail Vikas Nigam Limited, or RVNL, continues to be in the fast lane. There are two new developments in the company. Its consortium with Tracks and Towers Infratech has emerged as the lowest bidder for a 6-lane highway project in the state of Jharkhand. The project is worth 1,272 crore rupees. That's the first development. Second, RVNL has formed a joint venture with Jackson Green Private Limited for implementing clean energy projects globally. Both these developments stand out because RVNL is primarily engaged in construction of rail infrastructure projects. Its major client is the Indian Railways. But since last year, RVNL has also started participating in metro, highways and other infrastructure sectors through competitive bidding. Be it domestic or international projects through joint ventures, RVNL's management is looking to take the order book to 1 lakh crore rupees by the end of the next financial year. As of now, it has an order book of about 55,000 to 60,000 crore and from this 20% is through the market bidding process and the rest are typical railway projects which are given on a nomination basis. Now with its Jackson Green joint venture, RVNL has stepped into an even bigger market. According to the International Energy Agency, renewable capacity will meet 35% of global power generation by 2025 and investments will accelerate in this space. Investors now need to wait and watch out for the orders that RVNL bags in this segment. Next on your radar should be a small cap precision engineering company called Dynamatic Technologies. The company has raised about 112 crore rupees after preferential share allotment to A.L. Mehwar Commercial Investments, Cohesion MK Best Ideas Sub Trust, and Abacus Diversified Alpha Fund. Of these three funds, the Cohesion MK Best Ideas Sub Trust has veteran investor Madhusudan Kela's name associated with it. The Abacus Diversified Alpha Fund, as we know, is managed by another veteran, Sunil Singhania. Both these investors had first invested in Dynamatic Technologies in 2021. So let's understand what the company does. It's a supplier of parts to aerospace, automotive, hydraulic and security assemblers. 37% of the company's revenue comes from metallurgy, 34% comes from hydraulics and 29% comes from aerospace and defense. The company's top boss is Udayant Malhotra, who is also a member of the CII National Council and was once the chairman of National Sector Skills Council for Strategic Manufacturing. However, the company's financial performance over the last few years has been inconsistent. There have been some quarters of profits and some quarters of losses. Sales have also been on a declining trend over the past few years. That said, the stock has gained over 55% from its 52-week low levels. In 2015, the stock had hit an all-time high level of 3,700 rupees and it has not seen those levels ever since. Now moving on to the Voice of the Day segment. Today, we have Rohan Mehta, Chief Executive Officer at Turtle Wealth Management, who believes 2023 will be the start of a multi-year bull run. In a high interest rate environment, his views might come as a surprise. Let's listen in.
This is a very interesting research. We have found out that it's a once in a decade opportunity which will come. See, every time there is a market which happens into 7, 9, 11 segments. So every 3 years of bull market, there is a 4 years of bear market. Every 2 years of bull market, there is 5 years of bear market. And every 4 years of bull market, there is 7 years of bear market. So we have entered into a phase where, you know, the bull market is very right corner to grow ahead with. I'll give you an example. So if you see from 1996 to 2023, before every bull run, the biggest common attributes are 2 to 3. One is that there is a huge consolidation which happens into the market and people start losing interest on, and which is happening right now. If you see, this is the sixth quarter, market is at the same level, and I'm talking for Nifty 500. It is at same level, but if you see every 152-week high stock, there is nearly about now 15 52-week low stock is there will be two indications of market going up. One is that when Nifty 500 crosses 16,100, that would be the first indication that, you know, the market is recovering very well and getting into the new bull trend. The second is when the interest rate cycles goes for a stop and it starts to correct or it goes flat. So right now we have seen a rise of interest rates. Now when it goes for a stop, and I think so, maybe max 10-15 bips here there, and then it will go for a pause. Also, if you see the valuation metrics of GDP ratio to the earnings and the inflation, we are at a very, very base level where the returns are going to be abruptly very more higher than the risk what is carried in the markets. If we correct more from here, I believe that mid cap, small cap has seen is the worst of the correction. I think a bit of large cap will get corrected much. But overall, we feel that it's a great opportunity.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day ahead, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.